The second poem, titled Ritual. My granny crossed the ritual of death today, a long-awaited comatose death. Not spitting, shitting, urinating on the bed, coughing, aching, unwilling death, but a graceful, peaceful, angelic, silent, indifferent ritual. Indifferent to all the four corners of that ancestral house where her three daughters and foster son learnt the ritual of living. Indifferent to her dissatisfied middle daughter who made a hell of her life, who emptied her of her jewels, policies, breaths, thoughts, and her other daughters, who never let her sleep till she slept forever. Indifferent to widowhood, my granny had fought with life, had taught us life, putting on starched white saris, full-sleeved blouses, sandals, unusual for widows, and now, at 85, said not to leave. My granny crossed the ritual of death today, to reach her cherished husband, dead 40 years ago, our imperial, royal, oil-painted, photographed grandpa, who would put on suits, ties, specs in an age of khaddars, who lived as a proud smile on granny's widowed lips all her life, who had never had a no to anything on earth, who was the mightiest of all, the king of kings, granny would whisper. Granny slept her last sleep in that corner of her house where Grandpa had died once upon a time, as if it were a space for royal deaths, these rituals. Our Granny's ritual emptied us of every other ritual, of thinking of our childhood fancies, hidden pakodas in her sari, of the fish and vegetable markets, roadside lemon soda, of sugar canes and toys in her almost bursting handbag, and of air, water, earth, fire. Till now, Granny had been walking, smiling in her tearful eyes, cooking for her daughter breathlessly, though all these years since Grandpa's historic death, her feet have been bleeding.